This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello again and welcome to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. Into the triple digits now, well and truly, with podcast episode 101. Look at us. 101. That's like
we're
the
like
starting
the
point. Yeah, we're like the Dalmatians. We'll pee on your carpet and run around the house knocking things over. That's just what we do. But hey, that's the weekends. Right now, we're getting down to business. What's coming up in this episode?
Well, speaking of dogs, we were talking dogs and cats this week on the breakfast show.
We were talking dogs and cats, but more than that, we were talking dogs and cats. That's what we were talking. And yeah, watch out for the cats. I mean, I think it's obvious that cats are looking to take over the world, and I think we have the final proof on that.
And if you're feeling tired, I think you'll relate to the ridiculous error I made on a train.
Yeah, you are a bit of a ninny. I can imagine you storming up and down the train, wondering why something wasn't around. It'll all make sense.
I did feel for you though. You couldn't get your hands on some sweeties.
Yeah, this was a big problem. Big problem. I think not just me. A lot of people are going to share in this incredible problem when it comes to getting your hands on one of the better known makes of candy.
And I'm going to hand it to myself. I feel like I educated Kent on the word podging.
Well, you certainly, yeah, you've educated, you've introduced, and I would say seduced us with the word podging as well. I didn't know in the way you were using it, I didn't know what you were talking about, quite frankly, and I often feel that way, obviously. But this was very specific, and of course, as always, you were actually in the right, and you were just ahead of the curve and bringing something new to Kent. You're a podgy trendsetter. That's what you are. That and much, much more coming up in this incredible edition of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. By the way, don't forget to review and like and subscribe and all those things that you need to do. This one's entitled
Curse Snacks and Ghostly Romances.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Kangaroo Day today. What a one to remember. Well done, everybody.
They're such a funky animal, aren't they?
They are. Imagine, right, so God's Day of all the animals, it's gone, right, dingoes, there you go. Off you go, have fun out in Australia. You can have the whole of that. Australia's massive. You can have so much fun. Oh, yeah, great. I'm going to run over here.
Yeah.
Okay, another creature. Okay, off you go. You run off that way. Oh, lovely, I'm going. All right, kangaroo. There you go, you got all of that. You got the whole, I'm going to call it the bush. You're going to go, you go over there, knock yourselves out. All right, I'm going to run over here. No, wait a minute. No, you're just going to hop. What, all the time? Yeah, you're going to hop. That's all you can do. I can't even walk a bit. What if I need just to... No, you can't. Just hop in. That's all you can do. Just hop.
Imagine having to hop everywhere in life. Like, how difficult would it be to carry over a tray of tea?
And that, my friends, is why there are no kangaroo waiters.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So you've all seen the movie Up, I assume. It's a brilliant movie. There's a bit where they find a dog in the wild and the dog's wearing a collar and it gives him the power to talk to them. Like,
speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes.
Bruh! The good thing is, as well, he's like he's easily distracted because he's a dog.
So that I may talk, squirrel.
Distracted by a squirrel.
That's my favourite squirrel.
Absolutely brilliant. The thing is, using AI, they have now created a thing for your dog to wear. So it kind of registers things like, you know, the heart rate of the dog and, you know, how the dog is sitting, standing, moving around, that kind of thing. And sort of from that kind of tells what kind of vibes are coming from the dog. And it gives it a human voice, which is just absolutely crazy. My dog would probably just be talking to me while you're on a walk. Usually, the dog waits until you're talking to a stranger.
Yeah.
And at that point, the dog needs to do his business. That's the thing. So you're probably like, oh, a stranger. Oh, that must mean... Now's the time. Or coming into the kitchen. Did I hear cheese? I imagine he's got like a gentleman's voice.
I love it.
Now, here's the crazy thing, though. They are also doing these collars for cats.
The cat would be so sassy. It'd be like, you want me to eat that?
No, I think it would be even worse than that. I think it would be like Liam Neeson. I think you could probably get a Liam Neeson setting for the voice. And it'd be like... If you feed them, it's all going to be fine. But if you don't feed them...
That'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yeah, you need to feed the cat. That's
feed the cat and do not give it kibble.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Underrated, a feature which bigs up things that need more bigging up. Things that we take for granted. Things that need their moment in the spotlight. Things like...
Travelators.
Oh, yeah.
Crumpets.
Oh, yeah.
Tonic water.
Ooh.
Self-checkout.
Yeah.
And munchies.
Oh, just some of the things that people have nominated as the most underrated things in Kent this morning. Now, we've had people come on and bang on for 10 minutes about stuff. Seriously.
I love it so much. People are so passionate.
But not always. Sometimes brevity is all it's about. Let's hear this one. Underrated.
Hi, it's Liam from Ramsgate. The best underrated thing is the back scratcher. The relief you can get from just that. Hits the right spots every time.
Bravo.
It's those awkward to reach places,
oh,
isn't it?
Bravo.
That is, do you know what? Not enough people are talking about back scratchers.
Have you got one?
No.
Oh,
and now
I've got one for
you've
Christmas.
You've got one.
It's like a little robot's hand.
Oh, I love
tiny
this.
Tiny little robot's hand, yeah. Metal, very sharp.
Yeah. Oh, but it gets on in there.
On a telescopic, so you can go whatever length you need. And it's a game changer.
Wow.
Particularly at bedtime. Particularly at bedtime, you will hear strange noises emanating from my bedroom. Definitely.
I do not want to know.
Okay, no.
The noises that are coming from your bedroom.
I've already said too much. I have. But back scratchers, it's definitely on the KMFM underrated list.
That is going straight in the park.
What have you got that beats back scratchers? You need to let us know and be on underrated. You can get in touch usual ways. KMFM official's a good place on the socials.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
And tell me you're tired without telling me you're tired. I went to my friend's birthday on the weekend and I got on the train to come back and I was feeling tired because it was the last train because I'd stayed out as long as I could. And obviously, brekkie life, we don't stay out past 10, really. We need to be in bed
try
early.
Try 7.
And I was sat there and I realised, oh, my stop's next. And I started looking for the button to press for them to stop so that you can get off at your stop. And I was doing this for like solid 10 minutes and started to panic because I couldn't find the button. And I was like, it's not going to stop.
The little request bell ding thing.
Ding, ding. Like, yeah, I was like, I'm not going to be able to press it. They're not going to stop at my stop.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, I'm on a train.
Yeah, they're
and
on
not
buses.
A bus.
Yeah.
The best bit is, I've not been on a bus for like 4 years. So why was I looking for the button?
Because you were overtired, my darling. Overtired. You stretch yourself too much. Hello, if you can relate to that.
Heather in Ashford got in touch and said she got her hairspray and underarm spray muddled up.
Oh.
At least your armpits will stay in place.
Well, yeah, your wings will be out. You'll be looking like you're coming into land. You starch your arms into position. How awful. Are you all right, babe? What are you doing? People coming up hanging clothes on you and stuff. You don't want that.
Billy and Strood got in touch and said he put his sunglasses in the fridge. It took him a few days to find them.
Imagine that feeling when you do find them. Like, you'd just be so happy. Like, yeah, I haven't lost them. They're in here. Yeah,
next to the cheese.
There they are.
It'd be nice and cool when you put them on your face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, on a hot day.
Yeah.
You might have invented something there, Bill.
That's a good idea,
Bill. On a hot day, imagine. Yeah, you're all hot and flustered. Cooled glasses.
That'd be nice.
That's genius.
Kaylee in Snodland, she drove to pick the children up from school, realised they'd all walked home. She then went home and realised she didn't have the car and had to walk everyone back to get it. So she drew into school. Everyone had walked home.
So she walked home, but she went, oh,
and then when
home,
she got home,
she remembered she hadn't got the car. They had to walk back. Oh, no.
So many steps.
So many. So much confusion. I can't even follow the story.
Jennifer in Margate said, after working a night shift, I went shopping. And when I was in the changing room, I was a little bit wobbly and tried to hold my own hand from the reflection in the mirror.
Get me, darling. Can you catch me? I'm going over. Oh, no, that's just me. Slides down mirror.
The realisation when you realise it, like, I can't grab my own hand.
That was her just sliding down into a little puddle of clothes.
And Shawnee and Hugh got up and dressed ready for work, drove to work, wondered why he was the only one there, and then realised it was a bank holiday and they were closed.
Oh, that's the worst.
That hurts the soul a little bit.
Oh, man. There'd be someone listening right now who's just pulled up at work going, oh, man, this was a leave day.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
We got a problem. No. Getting sweets, because we can't say it right. We can't say it right. No one's getting it right. According to this story here that I've clicked on, along with millions of other people, I've been lured into it to click into this story.
Is this a clickbait thing and you find out?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's about sweets which were invented by Hans Riegel in Bonn in Germany. Write his name down there, Hans Riegel.
Hans.
You got a pencil. Hans. Okay. Hans Riegel.
H-A-N-S.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, Riegel. Begins with R-I.
R-I.
Yeah, okay. And then it's from Bonn, right? So what sweets did he invent?
Haribo.
Yeah, from his initials. Well, the first bit, ha, ri, and then bow from Bonn, yeah.
Oh, that's where
how
I got
did you
it
say
from.
It? How did you say it?
Haribo.
Oh. See, the story is, made me click on it, because apparently people can't say Haribo. People are saying Hair-a-bo. Have you heard people say hair?
Who's saying Haribo?
Oh. It says here, though, that some people say Harbo. No?
Is this like a Gen Z abbreviation thing? Fancy some Harbos.
People getting it wrong saying Harry Bow.
Harry Bow?
Yeah.
No. I mean, we could bow to the sweets. So great.
I've clicked on this story and it's saying the big problem is that everyone's getting it wrong and here's the correct way to say it. Harry Bow. So you're saying that I've been lured into...
You've been... Everyone says Harry Bow. You're not going Haribo, are you? Maybe you Harry Go.
The Daily Star... I don't know where you live, but I'm coming for you.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
And if there's one thing us Brits love to do, it's queue. We're very good at it, aren't
we? Oh, we're so good at it. Really excellent. Well done to us.
Well done to us for queuing.
Even starting queuing in pubs now, rather than just getting at the bar and waving a £10 note until someone comes over. I'm brilliant.
But we're very passionate about our queues, and we don't like it when people disobey the queue rules, i.e. when people try to skip the queue and an airport. It's the worst. And people are really bad for this at the airport.
When they make out they know someone in the queue as well, that's worse. Oh, hello, mate. Yeah, great to see you. And you see the mate looking like, who the heck are you, mate?
Go away. I don't know. I've never met you. Well, an airport wants to crack down on this and they're going to introduce a thing called the beep of shame, where basically when you try and scan your ticket, and if you're trying to get into like one of those, you know, those people that pay extra and to like board before everyone else. If you try and like podge in and get in there early, you scan the thing and it'll go beep, stand aside. And you're forced to step aside in shame.
Yeah.
And everyone will look you down and know that you're a podger.
You're a what?
A podger. Someone that podges a queue.
What are you talking about?
It's like when somebody like podges in. They like worm their way in.
Push, you mean?
Push.
But you're saying podge?
Yeah.
Push in.
Podge. We've got Bill from Strood on the line, and he has heard of the word podge.
Yeah, he knows what it means to push into a queue. How come?
Well, I was born in Coventry and dragged up in Birmingham, so I kind of don't
see.
My opinion's irrelevant, but she's correct.
Good, in a way.
There's
that
more podgers in the Garden of England.
We've got, you know, we've got it confirmed now that podging is definitely a thing. It's not just Chelsea, but it also does mean, Chelsea, it wasn't you that brought podging to Kent. It was actually Bill in Strood, so...
But I was the first to say it on the radio, so technically I win.
Yeah, but Bill was in the wild, so we have to give it to our listeners. So, Bill, you've just ruined it for Chelsea, but I thank you anyway, and happy podging.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Take care.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Time for another Gary's Hack Attack. Yes, brilliant.
Your hacks make me nervous.
Okay, this is a good one, this nugget hack. Everyone loves a nugget. We have the veggie version, but still delicious. This lady is going viral with her epic nugget hack. Let me just have a look what she's up to. Okay, so she's taking out some scissors. She's trimming around the edge of the nugget, taking the batter off the edges, and then she's peeling the remaining batter off the chicken.
So she's taking the fun off of the nugget.
And now she's just left with an anemic looking
chicken
blob.
No.
Hashtag learn on TikTok. That's what she's got. Hashtag FYP, hashtag viral, hashtag foodie, hashtag oddly satisfying.
You are not a foodie.
Epic.
If you are skinning a chicken nugget, like, you are not a foodie. Why would you do that? The joy in a nugget is that it's deep fried and in a little coat of joy.
Maybe there are people that think, like, a nugget is like, I don't know, like a potato.
You have to peel it.
It's a chicken potato and you have to peel it before you can eat it. Maybe that's why she's gone viral. What is wrong with people? Why 2024? Why TikTok?
I want to know what she's doing with the batter. Is she just like, what's she
doing? Discarding.
No.
Discarding.
You cannot discard.
The anger.
I'm livid.
Okay, let's march on Downing Street.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Here's a ghostly story as well. Singer-songwriter, supernaturalist, Brocard is her name.
Oh, great name.
Now, of course, what would happen if the ghost of a handsome Victorian soldier called Eduardo appeared at the end of your bed? Of course, the obvious thing is you'd fall in love and marry him. She married him. She married the ghost, Eduardo.
She married Eduardo the ghost?
Uh-huh. Then she's at a party, right? At a pool party recently, and she's having a lovely night. Victorian soldier ghost Eduardo arrives.
Oh, no.
So, oh, Eduardo's here. Unfortunately, the ghost of Marilyn Monroe turned up as well. Eduardo made a beeline straight for her. Totally ignored Brocard.
She got tied off for Marilyn.
She was gutted. And she says, I was on top of the world. I was wearing my favourite dress until that ghostly love rat reared his haggard, haunting face and ruined my evening. I felt the compelling urge to warn Marilyn about what an untamable nightmare Eduardo is. I told her if he tries anything spicy to repel him with a spritz of her Chanel No. 5, I really hope they don't end up together. She's getting divorced. She's getting divorced from him. That's always the way it goes, isn't it?
It's always happened. You have to watch out for those other ghosts creeping on in.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble. The ghost of Marilyn Monroe, you can't compete with that, I'm afraid.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Hermit Day. Yes, bring it on. Bring it on.
Little so many people are loving this.
Man in a loincloth living in a cave somewhere. No one knows you're there. Happy days. Happy days.
You want to be in a cave with a loincloth?
Maybe not a loincloth. Maybe some kind of fur jerkin.
A onesie.
A gilet. But there's a lot to be said for wanting to just be out of everything, isn't it? just away from everything, all the nonsense.
I do think this is a dad thing, because my dad used to be really sociable, and then when he took on title of dad, I think he was then like, do you know what, I don't want to be around people anymore. I think it's part of the role.
Maybe right. But I mean, do you think part of that is being your dad? Yeah. I mean, is it as specific as that? I mean, I'm just asking the question.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And who'd have thought that Martin Lewis, a.k.a. the Money Man...
Oh, yeah, the Money Man. Yeah. Money saving expert. Yeah.
He's been keeping a little superpower hidden from us all.
Has he?
I know, as if saving us all pennies wasn't a big enough everyday superpower. He's like the real-life Avenger, in my opinion. He's really good at board games, and no one knew. So he got in touch with ITV, and he's gone, do you know what? I'm going to help everyone. I'm going to do a one-off over Christmas, and it's called How to Win at Board Games.
See, it does make sense, especially if you think of something like Monopoly, which
exactly.
is all about the money.
Honestly, you know, think about all the years you keep losing to Auntie Pam.
Yeah.
Martin Lewis is going to step in no more. Yeah. You don't have to be the banker and cheat.
No.
You can go in, you can pull out these Martin Lewis tactics. Yeah. Pam won't know what to do with herself.
I can pay you, but unfortunately, I've just put all my money into an ISA and I can't get into it for 22 years. I mean, is that a problem during Monopoly? Oh, what a lovely idea. Is this a real programme?
It's a real programme. And apparently his expertise covers games like Scrabble, Connect Four, and Monopoly.
Connect Four. That's excellent. I haven't played Connect Four for the longest time.
I haven't. Me and my granddad used to play it all
the time. What colour did you always want to be?
Yellow.
Did you?
Yeah.
It definitely had you down. As a red
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Right here to help when it comes to love. In fact, I've got a couple of things today. I've got it all covered.
I love how confident you are. You're so full of knowledge
this
today.
This is part one of my help for the singles of Kent. First of all, I just want to point out this is icks.
Yeah.
Right? Things that people really are put off by. Obviously, you've got the personal hygiene thing.
Yeah.
Smoking. That's a big turn off for a lot of people. All that stuff. But just picking out a couple more interesting but still very popular icks, if you like, or unpopular, depending on how you look at it. For men, if that date is into astrology, massive ick. And if that date is nasty about other women, massive ick.
So
if
you go, that is an ick. Don't be nasty about other people.
So if you go, oh, yeah.
That my star sign.
That Karen, she's a Capricorn. She's a nightmare. Boom, you've ruined it already. That you forget
game
it.
Over.
And you're not getting a second date. And you're probably going to have to pay half as well for that meal, I'm telling you now. Now, there's women's icks here. There's the same kind of thing. Same kind of things, the smoking and the personal hygiene. But also, getting too frisky with the chat too soon. That's a big ick for women.
Yeah.
Can get that.
Calm down.
And also, constantly cutting you off mid-sentence. That is a big one of women's icks. I mean, how do you feel about that, Chelsea?
I think the biggest...
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I don't think there's anything more disappointing than when food isn't what you want it to be.
Oh, dear.
This is dreadful.
This really is.
It's spookiness to the core.
Yeah.
I went to get myself a little sweet treat.
Right.
And I bought myself a twirl extra. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a twirl extra, but they're just like super long twirls. So it's like a twirl, but there's like an extra bit on the end.
See why they've called it what
twirl
they've called
extra.
It.
Twirl extra makes sense, doesn't it?
Does, it does, really. Twirls are nice.
Because an ordinary twirl just wasn't enough for me.
No,
I
not
needed
for
more.
Chelsea. She needs a big twirl.
I need a big twirl. Go big or go home. Yeah. And I did go home with my twirl extra, super chuffed, made myself a cup of tea.
Oh.
I opened up this twirl extra.
Yeah.
The one finger... was extra.
Oh, there's two fingers.
There's two
you didn't
fingers.
Tell me that either.
Yeah.
Blimey, keeps coming, the giving here. Yeah, one long finger.
One long finger. The other one was normal sized.
What?
I was robbed of my second extra. I got one extra.
Oh, man.
The devastation.
That is outrageous. Now, this is on top of you having, like, a nightmare with sweets before. Didn't you have a packet of sweets?
Got a packet of Mentos, and I only like the pink ones, and all of them were yellow.
Yeah.
And then, a few weeks later, I bought a packet of party rings, and every single one of them was broken.
Chelsea, with Halloween on the way, do you know what this means?
What does it mean?
You've been snack cursed!
No!
Yes!
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I'm so glad that I can help the single people of Kent. this is part two of my help this morning. Already we've covered...
non-stop knowledge.
Icks. And now, shopping. Now, some people want to meet up with other people. But how do you know that those people want to meet up with you if you want to meet up with them? Well, here's what people are suggesting they do on one website.
Okay.
And that is you go around, you do shopping, you get some peppers.
Yeah.
Okay. And you put your peppers in your basket or your trolley.
Yeah.
With the bottoms up. And that is a sure sign that you are looking...
single and ready to mingle.
Exactly right. Exactly that. Now, I think you could go one further, because usually it doesn't say what colour peppers. Now, so that could get confusing.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm thinking, you've got those packs, haven't you? Red, yellow, green.
Yeah.
Like traffic lights.
Yeah.
You select... if like someone
red is like, stay away, I am taken.
Right, exactly. So if you've got someone who's showing you the bottom of their peppers, but you can just walk past and go, sorry, guys, red pepper here.
Red pepper.
Orange pepper. Well, you know, you're
going to
have to do something else.
Yeah.
Green pepper, hello.
Hello, let's
hello,
have a
baby.
Chat.
Right? So I'm just saying, guys, if you're single and you're going shopping today, please make sure that you arrange your vegetables accordingly.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Things took a horrifying turn for me at the cinema the other day.
Why do all of your stories start with things took a horrifying turn for me?
It's just the narrative of my
Where
life.
Did Chelsea go? She's just nipped to the loo. Things
took
a horrifying turn for me.
I swear, whoever's like puppeteering my life is just
he's having
drunk
the best laugh
and having a laugh, honestly.
Such good fun. Okay, you're in what was this one?
I was just going to the cinema. It was
right.
Innocent. I wanted to see the new Joker movie because I've heard a big hype about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
Super excited, went in. Got my popcorn, got my drink, sat
ready?
Down. I know, it was a full-blown treat day.
Well done.
Sat down, was ready for the film to start. This woman comes in and sits in front of me. I don't mind, it's a busy cinema, it's fine. And whips out a full rotisserie chicken.
Ooh.
A full chicken.
It wasn't on the spit still turning,
no,
was it? No.
It was in one of these like plastic, you know, when it's like a plastic.
When they bundle them up at the back of the supermarket for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was cooked, obviously.
Yeah,
but like,
she's not cooking it there.
And she's just there tearing off chicken bit by bit.
Oscar, gloves. She's no cutlery. She's
no
ripping
cutlery.
Into it.
She was in there with her hands. She even whipped out kitchen roll. I'm not lying to you.
Okay. Well, that's
she was considerate, I guess. But all I can smell is chicken.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even tell you what happened in the film. I was fascinated as to whether she was going to finish this rotisserie chicken. And I tell you what, she got through three quarters of it. She left the bones. I don't think she wanted to gnaw in public.
She saves the gnawing for her own personal time.
That is not.
Ripping into a roast chicken.
That is not acceptable cinema etiquette,
no,
is it? Come on
no
now.
No way. That's good. Well, okay, look. On a Kent Decides, it's a Tuesday, so let's do this as a Kent Decides. The most unacceptable cinema etiquette.
Claire in Maidstone got in touch and said, feet on seats.
That shouldn't
People
be anywhere.
That on the bus
difficult
as well,
on a
they?
Cinema seat though, because you got how would you do it?
Yeah,
you've got
sure.
arms and tall backs.
Although it does create a nice little snack pouch, doesn't it? Because you're in like a V position, so you can just
Stop
gather
talking
everything
about
on your
snack pouch on the radio. What we told you.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KM FM.
Leslie in Tunbridge Wells. This is a classic. Talking through the movie.
Yeah.
Why do people do that?
I mean, you know, I do it at home.
At home is fine.
And that's annoying enough. You just look at the side eye I get from my wife, you can tell that. But, yeah, in cinema, no. No.
Stephen Sittingbourne, he hates it when people are crunching through a big portion of nachos just as the film starts with lots of mouth slapping and licking the fingers going on. He said it's really annoying. It's quite revolting. He said this, by the way, who I'm referring to was a grown man. He said our two-year-old grandson would have made less noise and mess.
Well, why do nachos in the cinema? Why is it
they
always
really
so
didn't
noisy?
Think it through with the snack
nachos
choices,
are
did
so
they?
Good, though. Well, if you start them and you think you might get them done before the film starts and then the film goes, you're like... You're not going to not finish them.
No, you can't.
I'm with the man.
You're with the man.
I'm with the grown man.
Louise in Rochester said she hates it when people leave the place a mess. You wouldn't do it watching a film at home, so why do it when you're out?
Because someone comes around with a little dustpan and brush. That's really probably why. Ian is in Snodland. He said, how about accidentally breaking wind in someone's face as you squeeze past to use the facilities during the movie? Which, by the way, I've never done, says Ian.
Criminal, Ian.
Wow.
We're calling you out here.
Not in the kids' popcorn, mate.
No, they're going to taste that for the whole movie.
Okay, you were one step further.
Kaylee and Sittingbourne hates it when people go on their phone because the screen's too bright. But they did get told off the once by a lady because her husband's Fitbit light was too bright. So every time he moved his hand, it was really distracting because it lit up.
See, I bet he was thinking, oh, my phone's out of the way, but you forget about the Fitbit.
Forget about those Fitbits.
Well done.
Vicky in Snodland, she said the number one cinema etiquette that has to stop is rustling sweet packets, especially during the quiet bits. I think we've had a few things about rustling, poorly timed rustles as well.
Okay.
You've got to time your rustle carefully. I think that needs to be...
During like explosions and stuff.
Yeah, go for a big explosion, a car chase.
Yeah,
it's good.
Difficult in a period drama. But...
Horse and carriage.
Now for time.
Sorted, nachos, go!
Yes, all right, we will make that the ultimate food crime, shall we, in a cinema?
Badly timed rustles is the number one bad cinema.
No offence, Russell. We don't mean you, mate. Just talking about the packets.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
There's more on Insta, Facebook, TikTok, X... at KMFM Official.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.